But that on the good ground are they who in a good and perfect heart, hearing the word, keep it and bring forth fruit and patience. Word is, my friends in Christ, from today's gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A number of years ago, there was a controversy in Columbus, Ohio, that I read about in the paper one weekend when I went up there to offer Mass. There was a breakaway Seventh-day Adventist group that had taken out an ad in the newspaper. Seventh-day Adventists, remember, are the people who claim that it was wrong for the church to use her authority to change the observance of the Lord's Day from Saturday to Sunday. Now, the Seventh-day Adventist ad said this, that, well, the Pope is the Antichrist, and the main proof for this is his non-observance of the Jewish Sabbath as the Lord's Day. Well, this minister was condemned all the way around, even by the mainline Seventh-day Adventists, if there is such a thing. And the minister wrote to the newspaper to defend his ad. He said that the Catholics were plotting to take away the right to work on Sundays, and that Catholics were plotting to restore the Sunday blue laws. Well, my reaction to this was, I suppose, equivalent to something that modern-day kids will sometimes say to each other. Well, hello. Where's this minister been since the 1960s? The Novus Ordo has virtually single-handedly undermined the observance of the Sunday throughout the world. One of the first changes in the 1960s was the Saturday evening Mass. And at least in this country, the majority of Novus Ordo Catholics worship in the same day as the Jews and the Seventh-day Adventists. There was another thing that came up just this past week. Bishop Dolan was at a funeral up in Columbus and was discussing the Novus Ordo with someone who was at the funeral. And this woman told him that modern Novus Ordo churches were having difficulty recruiting choir members to come and sing on Sundays. No one wanted to come and sing on Sundays because everyone had kids who were involved in sports leagues. And, of course, they would never come to church on a Sunday morning. They would go to Mass on Saturday. And then the centerpiece of the weekend was going to watch the kid play some sort of a team sport on Sunday morning. We, however, continue to observe Sunday and the Lord's Day on the proper day. Now, I'd like to speak with you a little bit today about the matter of Sunday observance, how you observe the Sunday. Holy Scripture tells us that faith cometh by hearing. And every Sunday, God hears man, and man hears God. God listens to our prayers in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, and every Sunday, man must hear God as well. How do we hear God? Well, certainly in the first part of the Mass of the Catechumens, we have the readings of Holy Scripture that are proffered to educate us to hear the word of Almighty God. Then you have another wonderful opportunity to hear the word of God by reading the commentaries in your missals, in your prayer books. I frequently get questions from people who ask what's the best type of missal to use to assist at the traditional Mass on a Sunday. And I generally recommend either the Father Lassant's missal or the St. Andrew's, the old St. Andrew's Missal. These contain an awful lot of wonderful commentaries on the scripture readings. If there's a saint on a particular day, you'll get the life of or the story of the saint, and so on. So that's a way to hear Almighty God on the Lord's Day. Then, of course, hearing the sermon, hearing the Word of God explained to you, the devotional material that we put in the bulletin. A considerable amount of effort goes into producing this bulletin every week, and we encourage you to read the different items we print. Catechism classes for children on Sunday. We have a catechism program here, and we teach, parents should, of course, teach their children catechism and reinforce what the children hear in catechism classes hear. You have to check up on your children's knowledge of the religion. And you can do that every Sunday. I know my mother used to check up all the time on my knowledge of the catechism, even though I went to Catholic school. We'd be grilled on that. So you have to check up on your children's knowledge of the religion. Sunday is a good day to do that. It's also a good day to read Catholic books, the lives of the saints, books on spirituality, on church dogma, on the history of the church. That's how you hear. That's how you hear the Word of God. Now, you don't hear the Word of God if you're choked by the riches and by the pleasures of this life. If, for instance, you barely make it to Mass on Sunday, if you stay away from Mass for light or ridiculous excuses, or if after Mass you go home to do the laundry or your yard work or go out to do your major shopping, or you glue yourself all day to the TV set. Not a good way to hear the Word of God on Sunday. Now, the purpose of the third commandment is that on Sunday we be free to hear God through word and through sacrifice. We hear the word preached to us. We read the word of God. We remember the word of God. You have a duty to hear Mass on a Sunday, to hear Mass well, to hear Mass reverently. That's why we encourage the use of a missal or a Mass book or a book of devotions. You should always come with your missal to Mass. You should be able to find the Mass of the day. That's why we put out a little Mass guide in the missal. I used to say in New York that you have to make your missal a guided missal every Sunday. You have to be able to find the Mass. So a duty to hear Mass, and as well to come to Mass properly disposed, which is why we have a dress code, why we insist on modesty, and we insist on formal dress when you come to Mass as well. That's part of the tradition of the church. It's a good way of Sunday observance. Servile work on Sunday is forbidden. By servile work, we mean heavy physical labor. 2 hours of this sort of work is considered a mortal sin. The day-to-day jobs that you would normally undertake for, you know, the maintenance of cooking, cleaning up the dishes, and so on, these, of course, are permitted, but not something that's major. As regards shopping on a Sunday, you should not do your major shopping on a Sunday. Many people do this. They'll do major recreational shopping on a Sunday. The malls sometimes are crowded. People will do their major food shopping on a Sunday. For some people, in some stores, that's the biggest day. You, of course, can run in and run out if there's an item that you truly need. We're not, after all, like the Jews, but you should not do your major shopping on a Sunday. Then as far as jobs for pay, if you have a job that is needed for your living and you can't get out of it, yes. Yes, you may work on a Sunday, but you should try to get out of it if you can. Try to get out of it if you can. If you have a discretionary job, you are not supposed to work on a Sunday. An example of this would be a kid getting a job for spending money on and he works on Sunday, say, in a fast food place for spending money. Or parents get an extra job to work on Sunday for different extras that they need, things they really don't need, things they really don't need. When there's a doubt, ask. When there's a doubt, ask. And you should ask. Remember the reason for the these different prohibitions, that Sunday is supposed to be a day of spiritual refreshment. You're supposed to put aside the cares of the world. Spiritual refreshment and physical refreshment as well. We're creatures of body and soul. These are, body and soul are joined, and we have to refresh both. Those who follow false religions are very zealous for their particular observances. Certainly the Seventh-day Adventists are, the Jews are, and we know from everything that's in the press, certainly the Muslims are. Certainly the Muslims are. In the year 2000, John Paul II was making a sort of a ecumenical giveaway tour for the Catholic faith, and it seemed that during that year he was cavorting and compromising with every false religion possible. And he tried to schedule an observance on Sinai, gathering the Jews and the Muslims and so on, but the Jews and the Muslims refused to have anything to do with it. In fact, they humiliated him before he could humiliate the name of the Catholic religion for us. They were serious about their religion. They believe it to be true. And the Muslims and the Jews were rejected, at least on this point, his different overtures. He tried to schedule a major gathering for Novus Ordo Catholics in Israel in 2000 on March 25th. And it was a Saturday, and the Jews were furious with him that this activity would dishonor their Sabbath, a day that they regard as God's. Or the Muslims, during the month of Ramadan, which it seems you are obliged to refer to as the holy month of Ramadan in the press in the United States. No one speaks of the holy season of Lent, of course. You risk your life to eat on the streets because it's forbidden to eat in public during the day. These people take their religion seriously. What about you, member of the true religion? How do you honor God? How do you keep the Sabbath day holy? Do you hear Mass reverently? Do you learn more about your religion? Do you teach it to your kids? Do you avoid servile work? Do you abstain from shopping? Do you rest with your family? Or is it a day like any other, choked with the cares and the pleasures of the world? How you answer these questions will be a measure of whether, in a good and perfect heart, you hear the word of God and keep it. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.